Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 69 of the Better on Draft podcast. My name is Ken. We are here live in studio.
You are listening live
every Friday night.
unless it's not Friday right now and you're listening.
Unless it's not Friday and you're listening, that is correct.
It could be in Japan and be Saturday.
Yeah, it could. Yeah. You, Kenny Omega could be listening right now, and it's like,
well,
it's
he's probably Friday. In North America right now.
Well, I mean, we do have like a contingency in Ireland, so you know, yes, those people in Ireland are what, GMT zero. So it's midnight now.
No, they're 5 hours ahead now. Yeah,
that's 5 hours. So it is Saturday officially for all you in Ireland listening live on
Getting
Podcast
crazy
Detroit
in the pubs.
All one of you.
No, because they'd be closing. I was gonna say, at 12:30 they close. At least in
one, they close pubs at 12:30
in England. Oh, Ireland, I don't know. England, yes, absolutely.
What?
12:30
That seems like shenanigans.
I 100% agree, but it's fact. I was like, oh, you guys are closing.
Even us
like,
American prudes go till 2 at least.
Us at least. Do all states go till 2?
Some go till 4.
Some don't close at all.
Yeah. Right.
Chicago goes till 5 on Saturday. I've been there, done that.
Vegas never stops. I know,
but people do go.
Miami's like 5 a.m.
New York's 4. New York City.
Yeah, New York
LA's
4.
2. LA is kind of lame, but.
Yeah, but I mean, well, if you're in LA and it's 2 a.m. there and you're an East Sider too, that's 5 a.m. drinking for you.
No different than
plus,
Vegas.
You're always at house parties in LA with the celebrities. You're never at a bar.
Really?
I've never been to a celebrity house party.
Is that what they do?
Clearly.
I'm a little.
In my extensive
derailed
LA experience.
Not necessarily yet. We're still talking about alcohol, so it's all fair game.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are going to start off with Rob. What are you doing over there?
Hey, just, you know, sipping on a Ellison you can get with that juice.
So, Rob.
Just kind of chilling out.
So you're drinking juice. Tell me, since we're talking about LA, what about Compton? What do they do at Compton at 2 a.m.?
Why would you ask Rob that?
Probably the same reason why I asked him if he could pick the lock that one day.
Is it because he's a big man?
Yeah.
He
just powered through it.
I just powered through
Kool-Aid
it.
Kool-Aid man.
He's kicking it down.
I'm going to say, I've been to Compton once, and by been there, meaning I just drove by and just waved.
Just
waved.
Hey, you had to Long Beach.
You didn't stop
Snoop
and take
and guys.
The photograph at the This Is Compton sign?
Yeah, no.
I want to do that.
No. I could have stopped. It just really didn't. I was out there for a wedding, so it just really didn't have time to really hang out and, you know, get out there and get to. There's like some dudes that are out there that make some kick ass quesadillas.
Now to finish Dan's silly comment, did they really have garage fridges just full of 40s like you see in the Dr. Oh,
I'm sure they do. That's probably in Long Beach where they got those.
That's Dan's basement fridge. Open it up. That's
40s on the side.
Why do you think Dan owns shares of Anheuser-Busch?
I would say that is more of a Long Beach thing, not a Compton thing, apparently.
Dr. Dre is not from Long Beach.
Rob's like, I have no fucking clue.
Exactly. I don't. I'm just
Nicholas, what's going on?
How's it going, man?
I'm all right. What are you drinking?
Started off with a Dogfish Head Namaste.
Namaste?
Namaste.
What is it? Other
Indian
than a beer. Indian beer?
Well, they call it a white beer brewed with orange slices, lemongrass, coriander, and peppercorns.
There you go. The white's taking over everything.
That's right.
Now, is that beer for when, like, your friend's like, we're going to run to the store. Do you want to come? And you say, namaste. I got a beer.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And Ken has his face in his hand.
Oh, my God. That was good. That was good. That was good. I'm definitely going to steal that and use that. I will give you a high five. No.
No. Get that away from him.
No, I'll stay.
No, wow. Dan, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, buddy?
I'm all right. What are you drinking?
What am I drinking?
What is he Come not on. Drinking?
Was this I'm 7
guess.
Weeks in a row? 8?
More
probably.
That.
But I also have Rob brought me something fun.
What's
what did Rob bring you?
Ken's favorite Dragon Milk Reserve with toasted chilies.
Mm.
And I'll pour you a bottle right now. I'll pour you some.
We'll see how that one sits, because obviously that is from last year.
Is that last year's?
Yeah, that date is right on there. I don't know.
Rob, do you have another one of those?
I do not.
Okay.
But
why are you worried? What?
I'm not worried. I was going to actually get one from him.
I did bring last year's Dragon's Milk Reserve with raspberries.
You know, I brought a good one too, with raspberry and lemon.
I thought you were about to say Dragon's Milk, original.
No, that'd be good too. This one has raspberry and lemon.
Yeah, that one I'm curious about. I'm gonna give that a shot.
Yeah, crack that open, Rob. Okay. Let's try that.
Right. Matt Bush.
Hi, Ken.
What's going on?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. You know, the usual.
How many days until pitchers and catchers start at?
They report on Valentine's Day, so if today is the 26th, by my monkey math, that is 19 days.
Today's the 27th.
Yeah, sucked.
That's why I said
I was waiting for him to say something.
So that's my monkey math. So, okay, the 18 days.
18 days.
Monkey math.
Wow.
What are you drinking over there?
You know, I was seduced by this Boulevard Cranberry Orange Radler. I mean, it's only about 4 weeks out of date, but it drinks like 7-Up, so I think this is going to be an early show for me.
Are you cutting it with your Verners this week?
No, I actually traded my Verners. I'm just, you know, there's a little bit too much cherry juice in this one to drink all by itself.
See what you did there. Yeah. So, to me, I've got Michigan Maple Jesus from Evil Twin. I haven't even tried it yet. I'm trying to let it warm up just a little bit. So,
Jesus.
I've got sugar-free Red Bull.
Jesus!
Thank you. as Matt's rubbing my my bottle of beer right now to try to warm it up. Thank you.
I like my Zandig impression. No? Okay.
No.
No one knows Zandig?
I don't know what a Zandig is.
I know what Danzig is.
Glenn Danzig.
Exactly. I know Zangief. Oh, I know who Danzig is.
Yeah, I'm about to say, you're a wrestling
fan. Are we going to a Misfit show? That's
Dibs Bob Holly.
Bob Holly.
Wait, what?
Sparky Plug.
Sparky Plug.
There we go. Anyways, so we do have a guest here in studio
today.
Don't talk
about Thurman Plug like that. That's kind of out of control.
We do have a guest here today.
We do.
All the way from Mountain Town Brewing Company.
Probably regretting it now.
Oh, yeah. Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yeah. Jeff, what's going on?
Not much. Just hanging out, trying to fight a cold, so bear with me.
That's all right.
You sound good.
Yeah,
that's for sure. You sound good.
Oh, yeah. Trying my best. So.
I would have put it, I want to file my complaint on air that you said it was Midtown and not Mountain Town.
Because
I would have demanded a care package from Mount Pleasant today. They have a pizza place right by them called Pizzanello's.
Oh, yeah.
Literally one of the greatest pizzas you'll ever eat.
Actually, we have a good history with them. We used to trade growlers for beer.
They used to have a pizza buffet from like 11 to 2.
A pizza buffet.
And it was $5 all you can eat, and they would actually take requests. So you wouldn't leave for those 3 hours, and you would just pay $5 and eat all the pizza.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
All the pizza.
It was fantastic.
Are they in business? Jesus.
Because
They're the shit.
Yeah.
They're
well, I mean, CC's.
They're kind of a out of state chain, but they have a local spot here in Michigan. So that's the one up in Mount Pleasant.
You know,
you can't find around.
You know, it's good when the pepperoni's just a little bit of the sides crust up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So you get the little puddle
like
of the grease.
That's the perfect amount of crust.
That's the good.
And then they
pepperoni.
Got the little bubbles in the crust.
Yep.
So you get a little bit of extra texture.
Anytime. Oh yeah. Anytime we have anybody come up to brew, that's always the go-to lunch.
Oh,
get some peas and hellos. Actually, the guy who runs. He used to run the one in Mount Pleasant, actually runs Pangea's Pizza up in Traverse City, and we have Pangea's Pale Ale up there. So
whatever it is.
Some good pizza up there. You want to trade some growlers for pizza, go up to Pangea's maybe.
Go buy it from Mountain Town and then keep going to Traverse City. I mean, it's halfway up 75, so you just keep going, or 127 in that case.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Heck yeah.
So what are you drinking right now?
Well, I've got our Sacred Gruit, which is a medieval time ale with no hops. We use... three different wild herbs.
As Matt's reaching for it already.
Yeah, got to get up in there. Come on. Get those stimulations rolling, man. Come on.
Yeah, let Mr. Bush pour them around.
Herbal life, you know?
I forgot that was dragon's milk, and I was expecting more raspberry and not as much bourbon.
Well, you know.
Oh, that kicked me right there.
That's dragon's milk for you.
So in regards to Groots, I wanted to kind of start off just because I'm really familiar with National Groot Day, and obviously you guys go all out for National Groot Day.
We try to.
So explain what a Groot is,
I know you explained a little bit in regards to describing the beer.
It's
and
that
then,
tree in all Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
What is this? Yeah, that's that guy.
I am Groot. Yes, he's actually a baby now. Thank you. And Gary, he got destroyed, and he's regrowing.
I didn't watch that. So,
you know, well,
it's a good movie.
I haven't seen the second one yet. I want to, but
I don't think it's out yet.
I don't think it's out yet.
Well, I'm waiting for it. So, but anyway, so yeah, Groot. It's kind of a forgotten style. Basically,
it's got a nose to it.
Yeah, a little bit of a floral nose on ours, especially. I know talking with Unity Vibrations, y'all talk with them. They do some kombucha and gruits and stuff. We've been doing ours since probably around 2008. It's basically medieval time, forgotten style. That's what liquids that people drank in, like, Europe, certain parts. That is the liquid that they drank. They didn't know what hops were. They could only find the indigenous herbs around them, indigenous roots, plants, whatever they could find in their wild atmosphere. That's what they would put in liquid. But once hops became prevalent and once they learned about them, that's when they created a consistent liquid, and they put that hops instead of the herbs and spices, because when you put herbs and spices, you know, they kind of spoil sometimes, and you got to keep it cold, and they didn't have that, they didn't have the capabilities of that. And actually, traditionally, gruits used to be darker in malt, too, because they couldn't control the malting process. Like, Pilsner malts was actually a very innovative process. That's why I kind of took over when it came over to America, for the most part. And for traditional gruits, they were kind of roasted malts and stuff. But our sacred gruit from Mountain Town, we kind of used a paleo malt to really hit the modern market, try to grow the brand a little more, grow the style. But for sacred gruit in general, we use yarrow root, bog myrtle, also known as sweet gale, and then wild rosemary. And it just kind of gives it a little more of a floral taste, really light body, really clean. I always say the herbs are like little mini mops that kind of clean your palate up really nicely. So when you drink it, I always kind of finish off of that one, because it kind of, like I said, cleanses your herbs. Any type of like leftovers that are in your palate kind of just go away.
You definitely first catch that that rosemary,
mm-hmm.
a little bit
yeah.
of yeast.
Oh, for sure. Yep.
And then it kind of finishes real quick. You don't mm-hmm. get stuck on any one of those notes either.
Yeah, exactly. It's very floral, especially in the nose. And then, like I said, very light. But we do all kinds of different varieties of gruits. I mean, we're trying to really showcase the style, and we're very passionate about it. I call one of our brewers who's very in-depth with our brewing, I call him the herb master, because he has studied herbal medicine for 13 years. So we always have 40 herbs and spices and roots on hand at all times, really trying to grow the style and mix things up all the time. Gruit is kind of like a catch-all category, very similar to like a winter warmer. You can take all kinds of different herbs and spices and just create a different style gruit and stuff, and kind of take things and just create different, you know, liquids and just blow it up from there. I mean, it's such a traditional style that there was actually currency that was actually like minted for specifically for gruits, and then also on top of that, there was also like feudal lords who would take over different territories and capture the brewer and force them to come over and brew for them and stuff. It was very similar to like Oktoberfest and different styles like that. I mean, it was a very influential liquid back in the day, and it once hops became the prevalent ingredient in liquid in mm-hmm. the beers, that's when the style became obsolete and different things like that.
So
because
leaving it up to you guys to try and bring it back a little bit into the market.
And us and multiple brewers.
Right. You know. Well, we had Hazen from East Market last week, and mm-hmm. He talked about bringing back some of those old styles of that we don't see in a lot of breweries anymore. They're all, like you said, they're literally becoming forgotten brand or forgotten styles. You know, everyone's got an IPA or 10 of them in
case. Or 72.
Or 72 yeah. if you're a Dark Horse.
You don't have to say that. Maybe we'll get the implication.
Yeah, I know, but
it's just
stressing the point. And then everyone's got their Imperial Stouts, and they got those by the truckload as well. So it's mm-hmm. it's nice to see that there's an effort on these forgotten styles that, you know, that you talked about that not a lot of people are either gravitating to or they just don't know about.
Exactly. It's very educational. I mean, the thing that is very unique about gruits, too, is that there's a lot of health benefits out of them, of the different herbs and spices and berries that we use.
If I drink this, I'll lose weight? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say, is it late on the calorie count?
I mean, if you drink only gruits or beer, that's what I do. I only drink beer and coffee and then one meal a day, and it's not the healthiest diet. I would not suggest it, but, you know, I mean, you'll lose some weight, you know. It's just, But no, the gruits, I mean, there's like Shishander berries that we use from China. That's like the magic berry over in China, I would say. Like, basically, they use that for all their medicine. It helps with like cancer, helps with diabetes, helps with like different stomach problems, different things like that. There's so many different herbs, spices, berries that us Americans, we don't really realize that all the world knows, but it's just capitalizing on them and growing them, and especially taking them into a style that is forgotten and bringing it back. And I mean, you know, Mountain Town, we're not just about the gruits, but it's just one of our main things that we really want to focus on, really want to grow and showcase that we can do and that we're passionate about. I mean, it's all about the liquid, you know what I mean? There's so many breweries out there, and I mean, the fact that you can be passionate about a liquid and really grow just in that is most important to our philosophy.
So you guys are getting a lot of stuff from, so you mentioned China. I wonder how hard is it to get stuff from there to come here, you know, halfway around the world?
Well, it's not too difficult. Actually, it's kind of interesting because there's multiple, like, distributors throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. It's very similar to hops. I mean, you get hops from different areas.
Well, you can get them from flavors anywhere, basically.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, we talked about that. There was a hop shortage a little while ago. I'm not sure if that's still the case.
This is back when we started the show.
Yeah, but it was a little over a year ago. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's still the case now, but...
Was it 69 weeks ago?
Pretty close. I don't know if we talked about it that... I can't remember what we talked about that day.
I think it might have been 67 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't even...
So I'm kind of looking at it.
That's so funny.
And I'm looking at for, you know, kind of finishing up in regards to National Groot Day and stuff, that you guys have a lot of participating bars who are going to be doing tap takeovers in regards to, you know, putting some of your groots. Now, your groot lineup this year is only four that I noticed. But when I had actually gone to the brewery back in 2014 for Groot Day, you guys had like over a dozen different groots at that time.
Holy shit.
Are you guys still planning on doing that big of a tap list for the brew house and just kind of...
No, we're not going to do that big. Our focus this year was kind of spreading more of awareness rather than just our tap. Excuse me. We had a lot of great bars throughout Michigan and Indiana as well. Who wanted to showcase our gruits for the International Gruit Day and put them on tap, and then, you know, just really spread the style, spread the name. But this year we kind of like kept it to the same amount, maybe six or seven at the tap room, not as much as the previous years. But we're, you know, it was like I said, it was more of trying to get the Michigan market more aware of the style and the uniqueness and the really amazing historical factor in the liquid. I mean, really, if you're cracking open a gruit, you're drinking in history right there. I mean, that's what liquid was before hops. I mean, that's very important throughout our, you know, human history for alcoholic beverages. And so that was our focus, is just trying to get more awareness in the market, because, you know, as we've been growing, we've been noticing that gruits are, you know, more of an educational. We have to be out there talking to people, getting them more aware of what it is, you know, because when you say, have you heard of a gruit, it's like more than likely it's like, okay, well, yeah, I might have. Our most recognizable one is peach gruit. I mean, the fact that you put fruit with a gruit, I mean, that peaches is more of a safe kind of a haven kind of thing where people hear fruit, it's like, okay, I'll give it a try. And then once they try it, they're like, okay, I like it and stuff. And then that's what kind of gets them into
it. It's like the gateway.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's the gateway gruit to get them into the other gruits that you guys have.
Yep. And that's why we wanted to try to grow the style throughout the market rather than kind of just showcase the style at our tap room. And that's why we were lucky enough to have all the great bar supporters and restaurant supporters who put us on tap and really showcase the style. And actually, the International Gruit Day creators put our list on their website and stuff like that with the select styles that'll be at each location and stuff like that, and locations that got to us and stuff. So.
And you know who's doing a tap takeover?
Who's that?
Brown Iron Brew House.
in
Washington, Michigan. They're going to have Love Potion and Grand Groot there. Brown Iron Brew House, one of our sponsors. Go check them out over on Van Dyke Freeway, just north of 26.
Just north of 27.
People 27. Live out there?
Yes.
Many people live out there.
I live like 6 miles away.
That's a cool place. They finally got their brew system going. Yep. I know they had a lot of contracting issues and stuff like that, but it's a great place, great people.
They've got some amazing, like, pulled pork poutine fries.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's like they got $6 Monday.
Yeah, $6 burger on Monday. Get it. Yeah.
So how did you find yourself at Mountain Town? Like, how did you become employed there?
I got very lucky. I went in for a Reuben. actually.
Believe it or not. Went in for a Reuben, walked out with the job.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah, actually, no, I got very lucky. I went in there about 2 years ago and graduated fresh from CMU, graduated from the entrepreneurship degree, and basically fell in love with the brand, fell in love with Liquid, and then got to know the people who worked there a little bit more, and then went in and I was like, hey, you guys hiring for sales? They're like, no, we're not. But I was like, okay, well, got turned down and then came back and was persistent and then got lucky enough to have the opportunity to work at this great brewery. And, you know, it's just slowly but surely we're growing and kind of get the name out there. And we have quality liquid. I mean, we've got all kinds of styles, over 600 recipes. And so, I mean, you know, it's our passion is about the liquid. I mean, we're a business like everybody else. It's all about the money. But, you know, really, as far as brewers, sales, because I consider myself as – I don't own the company, but I consider that I own the company. And then I don't brew, but I also consider that a brew. So I like kind of classify myself as like an extension of the brewers into the market to kind of like tell people what the brewers want to say. But when they can't say it, like I'm out there telling them. So it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, okay, we take – the passion of the brewers, I take it and then take it out to the market. So that's basically what we do as a company. And,
right.
And so
it's like you're not going to get an engineer from Ford to explain something about the car. You're going to – if you need to complain about it, you're going to get the person on the customer care line.
It's because engineers don't like people.
Yeah.
Well, if you worked for my company and you complained about your power going out all the time, guess who you're going to get?
You're going to get Nick.
You're going to get me. The only company that I'm aware of where engineers get to talk to customers such as...
That's a great deterrent to get people to not call.
Here's Nick on the line. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll never call again.
Well, I mean,
luckily for me, I am...
While I have you on the line, let me worry about your bill. Oh,
Nick, you probably get the people to call in.
Well, luckily for me, I am transitioning into another role temporarily, so you don't have to worry about
Nick,
that.
Nick, you get the calls from my neighbors about why my power is on, but the rest of the blocks is off.
I'm actually dealing with a similar case, maybe not in those exact words right now.
Is that because someone was having a satanic ritual somewhere?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, it's because I'm connected to the damn substation and everyone else, I don't know how, I'm not an electrical guy, but
neither am I.
I love the fact that you said satanic ritual and Nick's response is Jesus Christ.
I didn't pick that up.
Maybe he was praying for you right there.
Oh, I could use any help I can get.
I'm so glad no one I work
with. That's why I'm drinking this holy water.
Show.
So, Ted, how far are you distributed? Because I've seen you in Manistee at like the casino there.
Oh, yep. So we're basically all of Michigan, all the way up in the UP.
Yeah, they're here.
Nice.
Are they? I didn't know that.
Yep. And then all of Indiana and then Northwest Ohio. We're working on.
Oh, wow.
We're going to try to get the rest of Ohio and then Chicago next.
Nice.
So it's just a slow process, you know. As far as trying to find distributors and stuff like that, it's and then building brands and different things. So, and then also obviously trying to find staff to sell your brands in those states is pretty tough. So,
is it a big? It's probably how many people are in the sales side for you guys right now? Just a couple.
Myself and my partner.
Two of you.
Part time. So,
one and a half.
No, yeah, basically one and a half. Like, so
to be outside of the state with only two people. So,
that's
pretty impressive.
That's me. I got Indiana and then three quarters of Michigan, and my coworker does. He brews at Mountain Town Station, our brew pub. Because that's the thing that's confusing about our brewery is we have two locations in Mount Pleasant. We actually have a brew pub and full scale restaurant downtown, and then we have our production facility, which has a tap room as well.
Where's that?
On Pickard Street.
Is that the one by the train tracks?
Yep. Well, they're both by train tracks.
Yeah, they're both by the train tracks.
If you look at our branding, it's a train station.
So. Which one's closer to the casino?
The production facility.
Is that really
that's the one that I went
you,
to.
Ken?
That's the I was trying to figure out which one I went to.
Yeah, it's like on the outside.
Production facility,
isn't it?
You just keep going west on M20, which the casino is on, and then once you run the railroad tracks, basically you've gone too far.
Now, if I go to Soaring Eagle, can I get Mountain Town at Soaring Eagle yet?
In the restaurants.
In the restaurant. Yes. Okay, yep. All right.
The restaurants in the Soaring Eagle Casino. We're not on the floor. They have a demand on keg costs, so it's a little tough for us to get on the floor. But
fair enough.
We're trying to. We had cans in there for a while, and then they kind of moved out. But, you know, it's just how it goes. You keep the turnover going.
Well, if you're in the restaurants, then shoot, that's basically in the casino as far as I'm concerned.
For sure. But
what do you guys lead with? What's your flagship? What's your, you know, top lineup?
I'm going to say Trainwreck is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Trainwreck is number one by far.
Did you bring any Trainwreck?
I did not. I brought out the rest of them.
It's okay.
You know, trying to showcase the rest of the styles. I brought you a special one. I brought some love potion for episode 69 specifically. So, you know, you got to keep that. I got to keep that vibe going.
Well, you guys are laughing, but if I'm not mistaken, part of our conversation, because we started talking 2 months ago, and you're like, what week is episode 69?
Exactly. Okay. I did. That was,
I remember you said that last week. I had to pair it up.
I mean, bro, we have a special Gruet made for specifically for Valentine's Day. It targets aphrodisiacs. I mean, shoot, we can't help it. You know, we're trying to hit the ground running. Actually, I mean, that's the thing. That's Gruets. A lot of people don't realize is that a lot of the herbs that we use have stimulating characteristics. A lot of energy creating. You know, relaxation. All the way up to aphrodisiac stuff. I mean, that's the way it is. I mean, we actually had a special enzyme extract that was put into Love Potion that our brewer will not tell any of us because he wants it to kept secret. But
it's Colonel Sanders brew for you.
Colonel Sanders.
How many kids does he have?
Colonel Sanders.
He's actually Kirk. Captain Kirk is his root beer, but. He's like I said, I call him the herb master. I mean, he's got some skills when it comes to the herbs and spices. But yeah, there's
that
a
crosses more than just beer too, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I guess there are worse nicknames to have too.
His history. Yeah, I would say that. he's got quite a history in herbs and spices, to say the least. So, But anyway, so yeah,
Matt's I need to meet this guy.
yeah, just come to our brewery. He's always there. I will introduce you to him. He's a good guy. He's one of the, like I said, he's one of the guys. He's very conversational once you get to know him. But at first, he's kind of a little shy. But you know, that's just how it goes. You know, you got to break the barrier and just keep going. But yeah, I mean, Love Potion. It's for episode 69. I mean, shoot.
We're going to have to try that a little bit later on and probably in the next segment.
Sure.
Yeah, 25 I know, I got like 12 beers in front of me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and 8 of them is the 40 of King Cobra.
I brought a whole case and then growler and stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
Lord. So
yeah, we're going to get shit.
We'll dispose of that. No problem.
What is your favorite style of beer, favorite beers that's not Mountain Town?
My favorite style probably... I honestly started out as a hophead, like a lot of people have.
And then you got smart and stopped.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I mean, there's
you're
a lot of
you're not getting the IPA I brought, Ken.
Okay.
There's a lot of hops.
Ken's like, thank you.
You can do a lot of different things with hops and stuff like that. You know, and you got your harvest ales, your fresh hops. Actually, we created a really awesome harvest ale this last year, where we actually got some wild hops from up in the UP. And if I had to name that beer, it would have been called Fresh Cut Grass, because that's all I smelled, fresh cut grass. And it was actually really, really delicious. But honestly, probably I switched over to the malt side. Stout's Porter's probably one of my favorite styles by far. Mm. Brown Ale's definitely up there.
There you go, Ken.
Good man. he listened to our show and knew exactly what to say, or...
That's just how I roll, man. I've gotten burnt out a little bit on the hops. I mean... Everybody has their hop preferences and stuff like that, and there's so many things you can do with them, and they're delicious, don't get me wrong, and I am all for them. It's just, honestly, I would prefer a malty, especially this time of year, malty beer all the way, but, you know, it depends on, honestly, my flavor preference depends on the season. As quirky as it is, everybody kind of follows by that, and that's why all breweries kind of go by that whole seasonal aspect.
They'll go with the more malty stuff around this time of the year, more of the hoppier stuff in the summer.
Well, I would say more fruity, lighter stuff in the summertime, and then hoppy, like maybe citrusy hops in the summertime, as far as like more session, more pale ales. And then...
Well, any beer becomes a session.
Yeah, really. I mean,
you just got to try hard enough, right?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. How much do you want to drink in this hot 90-degree weather? If you look at the Pure Brews America episode, we were filming that in freaking 90 degrees of weather. So,
oh, shit.
I was right in the face in that and embarrassed. So it was not from embarrassment. It was from sweating. Went to the cooler for about half an hour, tried cooling down, and it didn't help. So we have like a... It was a huge walking cooler too. So
now you said that there's a lot of there's a lot of beers out there that are just like hoppy, and it's just there is just way too many IPAs that are out there.
False.
I wouldn't say there's too many IPAs either. There's so much demand for IPAs. There's never enough IPAs. But
really, I mean, I guess that was pretty much the question.
Damn. Whether,
I know.
Shut down. Shut down, just like that Steelers hoodie you're wearing right now.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I had to. Too soon, man.
It could be worse. It could be a Green
Bay
fan.
It's only been a week.
Wait. This motherfucker who had never even been to a goddamn Super Bowl. He would have started
talking. You're right, I've never been to a Super Bowl.
We're in Alliance,
every contest I've entered, if I can't win any.
Unless you went to Super Bowl 40, then yourself.
No, actually, we did get entered into the lottery for that Super Bowl, and yet we didn't get it. It was based... I think it was based on seniority, and I think at that year, that was 2006, we had 26 years of seniority, and we still didn't cut the mustard.
So let me try this.
There's more diehards other than my family.
Rob, let me flea flick you a question and say... Right.
Wow, you're a dork. Brady to Hogan.
Could there be, in your opinion, something too many peanut butter chocolate stouts?
Well, I mean,
if there were more that were more consistent and got it right.
So, I mean, it's the same IPAs.
I wonder who you're talking about.
If I could walk into a bar and there was 6 peanut butter stouts, then yes, there would be too many peanut butter stouts. But the day that I walk into six peanut butter stouts.
Yeah, pretty much every brewery has an IPA, but not every brewery has a peanut butter stout.
But no, that brings up a good point. So it's okay to walk in, there's 6 IPAs on tap, because that's the norm. Like, you go to a lot of places, I have all these.
Yeah, how
IPAs.
Many do they have in Hopcats?
But again,
I mean, Hopcats.
They have 120 what?
Yeah, they have
100 plus taps, so yeah.
But, you've got a scale of 1 to 100 on your IBU, so, I mean, it could really be a completely different kind of IPA based on just its number. It could be like a 30-something session or a gateway to a 50-something standard to an 80-something imperial. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, it's like having a crunchy peanut butter stout, a smooth peanut butter stout.
A dirty
peanut butter stout.
My beer better as hell not be crunchy.
I don't know how you're going to...
I accidentally buy a bottle of kombucha with chia seeds in it.
Excuse me?
I know.
Wait, that's a thing?
Chia seeds?
Oh, God, it's the worst feeling in the world.
Why would you even buy that?
On accident.
He must have had a bad day like I had in my ice house.
No, it's like...
No, he walked into Whole Foods and he saw that there was beer on tap, so he got hammered before he even started his shop.
Wait, you can drink it while you walk around it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, maybe
not the one in Detroit. Detroit does not have a tap.
They do.
What?
No, they just sell 40s.
Yeah, they do. Over by the cheese and meat place. So you walk in, you go straight to the back. You got the meat, or no. So you got the peanuts. So the meat is over to the right. So, it's in the back. It's in the back of the cheese. There we go.
All right. If you are a builder and you know what Ken just said, please draw that. Because I'm sitting next to him and I just saw hands waving.
I know what he's talking about. I know what area he's talking about.
Yeah. So can I order 40 in the store?
You want the local
No. You have to basically buy from their tap. And they usually have like... Usually it's Atwater, Dark Horse, and something else. Like, that's really the three.
They're working on getting some more local stuff. I've been working on that. But if you want the local vibe, just go to Horrocks. I mean, that's like the go-to Lansing grocery store. It's not even a grocery store. It's a market. But they have taps as well as, like, endless supply of beers.
I really don't think I'm going to drive out to Lansing for
Rick's?
Grocery shopping.
If you want the local... creator of that. I mean, Whole Foods has been like growing like exponentially. So
yeah,
but you know, if you want the like Michigan made one, that's
you just got to remember Whole Foods. Go there on Black Friday when it's 25% off all beer.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You're in a college town. How does? I mean, I was there recently and Busch Light was on draft. So what's it like trying to get a barrel that's like double the cost and craft-centric on at Marty's or the Bird or the Brass or any of these other college bars right around Central?
Well, we're lucky enough to have a lot of local bars that like support our brand and stuff. So they have Bird, for example, has Trainwreck on tap all the time. So I've been working on trying to talk with them like in having like a rotating tap, like more specialty stuff like that. But it depends on the bar. I mean, it depends on the crowd, the college crowd. I'm a former college student. Fresh out the gate 2 years ago, and we didn't have much budget. I mean, it was tight, you know, to go out and buy a beer. I mean, we were going for the specials for the most part, especially Mount Pleasant, where we're all at, Central. It's tough, but, you know, it's about, you know, growing a brand, having that local support that you're going to have a tap on tap, and then, you know, just going from there. I mean, it's a little tougher as far as, especially if your town is a little bit smaller. You know, Lansing, Ann Arbor, it's a little bit easier with the U of M and MSU because they have a lot more, I would say, more like craft businesses and stuff like that, a lot more craft bars. Yep. We're still trying to grow the craft beer scene up in Mount Pleasant. We're kind of in the middle of nowhere, literally. If there was Soaring Eagle Casino and then Central Michigan University, I mean, it's pretty scarce.
Are you having luck at like B-Dubs and O'Kelly's and some of those more recognizable places?
B-Dubs rotates us in and stuff like that, and then the Texas Roadhouse just brought us in. You know, they're brand new in Mount Pleasant.
Is that old Bennigan's?
The Bennigan's is still there. I could have swore
that place closed down.
Wait, no, they're open?
Yeah, Bennigan's in Mount Pleasant, Bennigan's in Midland. Both of them are still alive.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They don't know that either.
Central Michigan area, man. We got the leftovers, man. We had the last survivors.
Jeez,
of
Bennigan's. You got a Hardee's out there, too?
We're going up to the Burger Chef.
Is the Embers still empty, or is there something in the Embers now?
Embers? I don't think they're open still.
No, I know, but that was on the corner of Broomfield and Mission.
I just showed
the Howl still open.
All right, so
they're probably closed. There's something there.
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I'll check into that and let you know.
We're gonna look at it right now.
let's Google this real quick. Let's figure this out.
Now, what kind of events are you guys doing up in Mount Pleasant? You know, I know you guys have the Chippewa River that's right there. The big kind of floating environment all the time. Mm-hmm. What kind of events you guys do?
excuse me, sorry. Like I said, fighting a cold, but So for Valentine's Day, excuse me.
There we go.
Clear it out.
Got to clear it out.
There we go.
All right, clear it up. Sorry, fighting a cold. But so for Valentine's Day, we're working with a lot of local students for like the paint and pour kind of stuff. So we have day before Valentine's Day, we're going to have special couples painting night where they can come into our tap room. We'll have a special artist come in. She'll teach everybody how to paint a specific portrait. One half of the couple will paint one half of the painting. The other half will paint the other half. So it's a two-part painting combined together kind of thing. So it's pretty cool. Bring couples together. As far as that, we have what else? We have some live music here and there. We've been in the talk of possibly doing like some type of fall beer festival maybe next year. We have one of our Mug Club members who runs the local fairgrounds, has a pretty good discount on some of the fairground buildings and stuff like that. So we'd love to get maybe a beer festival. I've been wanting to maybe get a local Michigan brewery collab going on up there just to really promote the craft beer scene. Lots of different things. I mean, we have luckily enough, we have two awesome beer festivals in the springtime. So we get all kinds of stuff like that. But as far as events go, it's kind of more local kind of stuff. Not too much as far as statewide, but we'd love to get any type of suggestions to grow that. You know, it's a tough scene up there because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere. But, you know, anytime we can get people coming up from, you know, going skiing, snowboarding, snowmobiling while they're coming up 127 and stopping our place, you know, definitely good for that. And, you know, stop in. We have comment boxes and stuff like that. We'd love different event ideas like that. So it's just kind of you know, slowly but surely growing that kind of stuff. But event wise, it's right now we kind of go about season by season for the most part. So, but yeah.
You do growlers up at your place? Growlers, any other versions to get out? Do you just self distribute out of those?
Is that the 16?
That's the 16 ounce.
Isn't there a 12 ounce
one? I don't think I've seen a 12 ounce.
Growlers?
Growlers, the 16 ounce pint.
I thought that was a car.
Crawler. Yeah, it was an awesome car.
Yeah, it was.
I love that car.
You'll still see him around.
Once in a while.
Not often.
Do you guys self-distribute? Because I know when I was at Central, I came and bought a barrel of beer from you guys.
Well, I mean, you can buy kegs at our tap room and stuff, but no, as far as market-wise, we distribute to through multiple distributors. I think we have 11 in Michigan alone, and then two in Indiana, and then one in Ohio right now. But as I mentioned, we're trying to expand on Ohio and stuff like that. So, we have growlers at our tap room. We have, like I said, we have two locations in Mount Pleasant. One's downtown. That's Mountain Town Station, the full restaurant. So, I would say if you want more food selection, really good beer, really good history selection, that's where it all started at the original train station that turned into brew pub.
It's on Broadway, right?
Yep. And, right on the river, right on the railroad tracks. Actually you could literally be out on our patio and reach out and touch the train if it passed by, and you probably lose your arm. But, you know,
yeah, don't do that.
If you want to have a cool story to take home to the family, like, yeah, you know, I went to Mountain Town Station and a train passed by and I decided to put my arm out. And
funny story.
I think that's the true story of 127 hours, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, if you get too wasted, you know, we cut you off. But, I mean, we don't suggest that by any means. But,
yeah,
and if you don't get too wasted, the train will cut you off.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, train wreck. There you
we're,
go.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Episode 69 of the Better on Draft podcast.
What still episode?
What?
69, dude.
It's the Jared Allen episode. The Jared Allen episode. He'll
Jared Allen.
Hog tie you down. Woo!
Is there any famous Detroit Lions with that number?
I think it's Anthony Zettel right now.
Anthony Zettel?
So if you need to see that Dr. Kwame to fix your back or
Dr.
something. Dr.
Kwame?
Dr. Swami?
Wait, hold on, Dan. What was that? What was that phone number in Vegas that you call? Isn't it like 404-6969696?
I saw a picture at Sway the other day. Someone was like a picture. It was like random. Like they weren't trying to show that, but behind them was the truck with that phone number. Same one we saw a decade ago with that shit.
Crap! It's almost been a decade. Wow.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's true. Hey, it's easy for drunk people to remember what to call.
Yeah,
exactly.
Just hit 6-9 a bunch of times, and you'll
it's like the
find
Mitch Hedberg
a companion.
Joke.
Drunk people
just
are insane friends that are going out of their minds.
It's like the Mitch Hedberg joke. What's your phone number? Just press 2 until I answer, and then you know you've pressed it enough times.
By far, one of the best and worst comedy shows I've ever seen.
No,
is Mitch Hedberg.
It's never
live.
The worst. He's the greatest ever.
I saw him in January before he passed.
So 2 months before he died.
He was out of his mind.
Well, he was a heroin addict.
I know.
I saw
him live with Stephen Lynch.
Okay. Yeah. Was he the musician guy, right?
Yeah, musician guy. So it was like Mitch was just it was rough to see because I'm a huge fan of Mitch Hedberg's jokes.
He's amazing.
So, as we get into the news, one of the things that we wanted to bring in because it's a lot of interest to many people who are unaware. But Mountain Town used to be called a different name of the brewery, and that was Mount Pleasant Brewing. So, how did the name get changed? Like, why was the name changed?
So, basically, what happened was for those who know Bagger Dave's, it's a burger chain out in basically created out of Michigan, and they grew when they first opened. They grew to like multiple states, and then they kind of like retracted because they realized that you know you have to kind of have a big establishment first, and then grow from there. But when they were expanding to multiple states, our train wreck is on tap at all their locations, so we followed with them. And when we went to Missouri with them, we found out there was a winery in Missouri called Mount Pleasant Winery, and they were there since the 1800s. So they kind of had us beat by a couple hundred years, which, you know, we might want to try to fight it. But, you know, it's pretty expensive and stuff like that. So they gave us a year to change the name. So we had to switch it from Mount Pleasant Brewing Company to Mountain Town, which we didn't properly broadcast when it happened back in 2014. So those of you who are fellow Mount Pleasant Brewing Company fans and loved our beers, we are still established. We are still creating great liquids. It's just the name changed, Mountain Town Brewing
and
Company.
For all of you that went to Central like me who always just said, let's go get drunk in Mountain Town, it's now just legally called Mountain Town.
Yeah, actually, there's two locations in Mount Pleasant. Mountain Town Station is where everybody went to. We have a little hidden gem over in Pickard that we were talking on the break about, which is
Take a cab a little bit north and a little bit farther west.
A little north and west. You know, you go to the McGurk Excavating Company, those of you in Mount Pleasant, and you'll find it. Basically, go to the railroad tracks. And it's a little 50-seat tap room, really intimate. We have a dartboard in there.
Like a metal tip dartboard?
Oh, you could go all out. But, well, it's an electronic one. But, you know, if you want to go all out with a metal tip, you could. But
have you guys thought about getting a hand car and, like, transporting people back and forth along the railway?
Oh my God. Oh, man. Actually, that'd be pretty amazing. But we did. that would be.
That'd be funny to watch.
Yeah.
There goes the hand car.
Yeah. I mean, it's cheaper than a taxi. You just, like, kind of pump it a few times and you're there.
A workout. Pay me
a
beer.
You got to put on, like, the engineer hat, Matt, and you'd be the one, like, doing that.
Are those H gauges or O gauges?
I mean, we used to do the railroad beer dinner and stuff like that, the train beer dinner, but it got too expensive, and our train car is now sitting down the tracks from us and kind of rotting away because someone stole the copper lines, the brake lines and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Oh, what, was it in Detroit for a weekend?
No, that was Mount Pleasant, actually. So,
yeah, Mount Pleasant's, you know, rough. Mount Pleasant
rough.
Isn't
it's pretty good. I didn't know that.
And it's flat for some reason. So yeah, I don't know why a flat land is called Mount Pleasant.
Well, you know, we're actually a valley, but, you know, we
neither mountainous
sand.
Or pleasant.
Because the mountain is pleasant.
There is no mountain. There is no mountain.
Pleasant.
We've got some good sand hills, some good snowbanks in the wintertime. You know, that's what we call mountains.
You can go sledding.
Yeah. It's a valley where people steal your copper. That does not sound like a pleasant mountain.
sounds like the opposite.
It sounds like East Village.
It seems like it seemed like they were named ironically. Well, like,
actually, I mean, it all.
Mount Pleasant, where your car is on blocks,
according
and
to
your copper wires stripped.
According to history, apparently it was Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. The settlers came up to Michigan, missed home, and then renamed it
that
Mount Pleasant from
home.
It almost, almost sounds like the natives, the Saginaw Indian Chippewa tribe, said, "Oh yeah, you go hang out over there," and then they were like, "Oh, we got you," and then they were like, "Yeah, we got you back."
They're like these stupid white people.
There are some there are some awesome parks and a great insane asylum that's abandoned now.
Actually, most of it got torn down now.
No.
Yeah, they tore it
down. That was great to just kind of like trespass on, like,
Dark that was pretty cool. It wasn't the same asylum. It was actually the
Indian Normal School, right?
The Indian Normal School. They took all the Native Americans and tried to make them Christian.
That was a messed up place. It was kind of cool to spook everybody out around.
Is that Andrew Jackson at his best?
Oh,
like,
my
hanging
God.
Out? Is that a little too politicky?
That might have been religious, so we can't talk about that.
Andrew Jackson? Well, yeah. No.
The reason behind that school.
Oh, I got you.
But Rob, you have other news.
Keep in mind, Andrew
other
Jackson
news, other
gave you Michigan. Oh. So
hey, what's up, Nick?
It.
You want to do that? I'm TV News. Brought to you by Kurt Loder.
Checking in.
Oh, jeez.
Do you prefer Sway?
Sam, you took my line.
Sway has his own radio show on Sirius.
I know.
John Morris.
No.
John Morrison.
John Norton.
No. Tuesday I mean, Night I mean, pretty much with the hair growing, he's like, I could pull that head wrap.
You want to be Jesse? You want to be Jesse?
I do not want to be Jesse.
Jesse Camp.
Wow. Jesse should have never even
Dave
won
Holmes?
That damn contest.
Mike.
Oh,
Matt
Jesse
Pinfield?
Camp from MTV. Yeah. Is that who we're talking? Oh my
yeah,
God.
That's yeah.
Matt Pinfield.
No,
Matt
he's Tech.
Tech
from
the real world,
yeah.
And
he became a KJ or whatever the hell it's called. VJ.
No.
There you
good
go.
Real world.
What was I looked that one up.
And then Nick's talking about the guy from 120 Minutes. Didn't you just mention the Matt
Pinfield?
Yeah, isn't he from 120 Minutes?
Yeah, he's 120 Minutes, and I think
he's an actor too.
No, the old MTV show,
yeah.
120 Minutes.
He did 120 Minutes, and I think he briefly did the reboot of Headbanger's Ball, I think.
I was going to say, why can't it be Ricky Rackman?
What about Yo MTV Raps?
With Dr. Dre
and
the other Dr. Dre
and Ed Love.
Classics.
Oh, yeah.
Love take it back to the classics.
Like, that Dr. Dre was like morbidly obese, like chilling.
You know what? They got their own movie. I'll give them that.
Do they? The Yo MTV Raps guys have a movie?
Look it up.
They have more rap. Yo MTV Raps is mentioned in more rap songs than anything else. More than Old English, King Cobra, and Compton.
Because
it
was classic. It was a perfect show.
So, Rob, goodness. The news.
Yeah.
The news.
So, obviously, one that we pretty much already know has been going around on the board since Monday. I guess for those that don't know, the recall that happened with Sierra Nevada had...
Oh, that's been everywhere.
Yeah.
Like national news.
So, basically, they had 8 other beers recalled, their pale ale, Beer Camp Golden IPA, Sidecar Orange Pale Ale, Torpedo Extra IPA, Tropical Torpedo, Nooner, Hop Hunter, and Otra Vez. All of those have been listed for disposal. Any of those packaged between December 5th and January, or December 5th of last year to January 13th of this year, with an M on the with the date code. So basically, any of those need to be disposed.
Check our website for details on Facebook. There's both date codes.
Yeah, don't drink those.
Yeah,
Jesus.
get in contact with Sierra Nevada because they will give you your money back. Basically, it's very reminiscent of what happened with Corona.
Someone
and
pissed
with,
in the bottle
with Bell's.
Again?
No, no, not that.
Oh, okay.
That was 30 years ago, allegedly. But obviously, the stuff that happened with Corona and with Bell's, like a couple years ago or a year ago, with their Planet Series Mercury, where the bottle pieces of the bottle can break off and fall into the liquid. So obviously that would cause some internal issues. So there is that.
There's a hole in my stomach.
If you had purchased the beer, you know, especially if you went to Zatuna Liquor over in Rochester Hills, obviously just go to the Sierra Nevada website, get your discount, or I guess you could say get your refund, not even a discount, and get your refund back. But make sure to check those date codes, folks. You do not want to swallow glass.
Nope.
It'll be a pain in the ass. Yeah.
That was not as good as my namaste. You can.
I'm sure Jack and Gus are probably.
Yeah, that's probably pulled from the shelves.
That's definitely pulled from the shelves. Are you kidding?
Yeah, without it.
Yeah, they probably saw that and was like, oh, we got to go fix this real quick.
Go find them, get them out of there.
I'll be in the back pulling all the Sierra Nevada guys. filtering it through cheesecloths.
Feel free to drink the torpedoes in a can, though.
Well,
or on tap.
Me being on the other side of everything, I mean, that's I give them props for pulling all those brands out and stuff, you know? I mean, it's a lot of brands for one shard, one shard glass and one bottle. So at least they're being super safe about it, you know.
And two of those are new labels. The orange one and the other tropical are brand new.
That's brand new.
Neuter's only been out for a year or two, so to pull brand new beers, that's going to kill growth.
Yeah, I mean that's a big deal. So you know,
I mean I think they're just they're
being big, smart.
It's cheaper to pull it now than face the lawsuit down the road.
And you know what? It probably gets more good PR by doing it than by letting it go on. So in the long run, this might be one of those OJ things where you accidentally kill somebody and then you get off and you're okay.
Honestly, it brings a tear to my eye seeing all that beer go to waste.
Potential
glass, you know? I mean, it's all.
It's like candy corn. Just wash it out and put it right back in the bottle.
You know.
Wow.
It's interesting to talk about Sierra Nevada, though, because I think a lot of people, especially within this state, have kind of let go of Sierra Nevada. Not too many people purchase it you worked for Powers. Was Sierra Nevada in your...
Yeah, no, I know that the Boston Beer Company, the people at Sam Adams, they measure themselves locally and even nationally against Sierra Nevada. So if Sierra Nevada has 5 facings... Then Boston Beer Company will demand 6 at retail, or will at least expect to have plus 1. And I know some places will do New Belgium plus Sierra Nevada should equal Sam Adams.
Well, that's not surprising because Sam Adams definitely has a bigger portfolio of beer in comparison to Adams.
But at the same rate, I think Sam Adams, from what I've noticed locally, is a lot more ardent about their dates on their beers, where you'll see the Sam Adams people go to market, you know, check the 6-packs to make sure the dates are still fresh, whereas you'll see Sierra Nevada collecting dust, you know, on a bottom shelf because they got the little stubby bottles and they sometimes get put up on the way top or the way bottom. And it's kind of arbitrary.
It was when Dragon Mead showed up is when they were talking about the guy buying like 3 or 4 year old beer.
Buying it back,
Buying it back and just literally throwing it away. Yep. Like, no, this isn't going to happen.
But all Dragon Mead, they used
to do though.
Dragon Mead used to not put labels or dates on there, so it was almost impossible. Plus, they're unpasteurized, so you know that stuff you have to put right in the cooler, and people want to build displays that draw attention to it. So it's kind of a catch 22. Do you put it on the floor and draw attention to it and show everybody, hey, we have this new beer that's really fresh and hip? Or do you just hide it in the cooler and, you know, just put it there and hopefully people find it?
Put it next to the King Cobra?
Yeah.
The Steel Reserve flavor, Mixtails is Bud Light.
And the Steel Reserve flavored ones, black cherry.
I was preparing for our Name That Beer session. We'll come up in the next 20 minutes. And New Belgium now has a single can.
Uh-oh.
On the handle shelf right on the Bud Light area. And it's called, like, Day Glow or Day Glaze or something like that. Mm.
Slowly.
And just a blue can. It says New Belgium in very low writing.
I got it.
I didn't hear what he said.
Day glaze?
No, he said
day glazer?
Day glow. And you kind of said it slowly, like pretty much whenever I'm hosting trivia and I say that I have a category on flags. Let's just say I made that mistake once.
Oh, something racist to the Italians.
You guys know we're saying flags?
Oh, no, no.
Flags?
No, let's just say.
You didn't say fun with flags, did you?
Let's just say I forgot a letter in flags.
Oh, no.
You said lags.
Yeah.
Fun with flag.
Fun with flag. it just basically I just
singular.
I just dropped the mic and I just walked away. I said, "That's it, that's it."
Five minute timeout.
For 5 points.
At least you left your pride.
Exactly. And I just got back on there and just kind of pulled the
power through.
Nothing happened. What are you guys talking about?
I just kind of went Boondock Saints when just said, you know what?
Fuck it.
Freud was right.
Were you at North Center Brewing when you did that?
I was not.
I know that North Center Brewing has Sporkle, which is at.
Come on.
You can do it.
Come on.
I believe in you.
North Center Road. Just south of Baseline
There you go.
In Northville, Michigan.
In Northville, Michigan.
I did not do that there because they have a very good stout that I enjoyed while I was hosting trivia there.
So before we get into the next news segment, I did want to make one quick mention. So as you guys know, and for those of you listening for the first time, we are doing a scholarship for Schoolcraft College.
Yes.
The Michigan Brewers Scholarship. We're going to be giving away $2,000 this year. We're going to be collaborating with eight breweries in the Michigan Brewers Guild, as well as ourselves. And we're going to be giving away $2,000. To register for classes starts February 1st. So that's like five days away.
So Wednesday. When are we giving this money away?
What's that?
When are we giving this money away?
We're going to be giving this money away probably sometime in the summer.
So wait.
So not for right now. Right, so don't confuse.
It's for the fall semester.
You can start signing up for the fall semester in February.
I do have a question.
Really?
Have you talked to the CMU program? Because we have a fermentation science now.
We have not, simply because we actually had Rich Weinkoff and Todd, or is it Tom?
Tom.
What's the name? From Schoolcraft on our show.
Okay.
So that was with our collaboration. To do it with them. And then, of course, big ups to Rich Weinkoff of Schoolcraft. He matched our donation.
So we're
setting up $1,000, and then he's matching the whole
$1,000. Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm loving the love of craft beer.
So
does that mean do we have to, like, review the application?
We will have to review the application.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's so hard to give away money. Apparently.
So can we just, like, get on top of a flight of stairs, throw it down, and whatever one stays on the top gets
Actually a good idea. Like, so real scientific approach.
I'm feeling like a beer Olympic.
Essay?
No,
and
no.
We're just gonna throw it.
We're gonna get one piece of paper, and from each individual, we're gonna put them on top of one another and throw them down a flight of stairs, and whichever one lands closest to our feet gets the highest one.
God.
So forth.
I got a better idea. We're gonna have a 52 pickup. Live. We're gonna do it on Twitch TV, and we're just gonna be drinking.
You know,
we're gonna do live 52 car pickup. It's gonna be time, and then whoever picks them up the fastest gets the scholarship.
Or just put them in one of those dollar bill wind tunnels.
Wind tunnels,
They got one now. They got one of those there.
Best yet. Blake's. We're going to go to Blake's. We're going to get one of the chickens from the chicken coop, lie on the floor with the resume, and we're going to play chicken bingo.
Oh, my God. Or how about whoever can catch the chicken the fastest, like a Rocky.
Whichever one the chicken shits on gets it. Chicken bingo.
Wow.
You can say shit, by the way.
Wow.
Hey,
wow.
I like these ideas. I like where we're going. You think they'll approve us to do this? Like,
what does it matter? We're giving the money away.
I'm pretty sure they're going to say there's some.
You do have to work for it, though. You do have to work for it.
I'm telling you what. We should do like beer Olympics, like a bracket thing. So round one, 16 people who signed up for it, they have to play, and then like round two, it's going to be like a chug contest.
I better sign up for this. I'm pretty pro.
No, even better. The whoever the winner is of the Olympics. Then they have to face me in an Edward 40 hand contest. If they don't win, then it starts all over.
And that's after all the drinking, and you haven't drank the entire day.
Hold on. You don't think Dan would have drank in that day?
No.
Oh, okay. good point.
They won't tell me about the thing before. They'll just be like, oh, Dan, I need you here. And then I'll show, oh, like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh.
So you see this duct tape and two bottles of King Cobra?
Yeah. That's my natural. El natural right there.
Oh, my God.
We can have a contest like Matt Bush versus Rob, who can drink a Four Loko faster.
Jeez. Give me a straw and I can give you money.
If Matt wins, then you start over again.
Oh, God.
I just poured off
keep
my
doing it.
Oh, my God. No.
By the way, for anyone listening, this is not how we're going to be giving away the money. We are just...
And we're saying this merely for legal reasons.
I'm just glad this is recorded for all this brainstorming that's going on.
We have not collaborated at all.
This is our first brainstorming session.
Just threw this out there.
Actually, when I did a Beer Olympics at Central, My favorite event was called the canoe relay. It's where cut a drinking straw in half, and you have to drink beer out of a ice cube tray.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Sounds about right. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Fire up chips.
Yeah.
Fire up chips.
What else is in the news, Rob?
I was
going to
say, yeah.
Wow. We party hard up there. What can we say?
All right.
Chippewa River.
We've been apparently starting to see this influx of bands just hopping onto the beer business. Obviously, you know, we talked
hops.
Hops. We talked about Hanson last week and Rick Ashley the week before.
All the metal bands.
Does it say anything about the tally? The tally band?
Wow. That was a good one.
Anyway. So obviously in the world of music, CD sales are down, while, of course, beer is, you know, still kind of up and steady. And you've got a lot of people who, you know, kind of classic bands that already have their branding on beer as it is. You got AC/DC, you got
Kiss,
Queen, you got Kiss, you
Iron
got
Maiden.
Iron Maiden.
Yes.
You know, some guys in here love some Trooper.
Hell yeah.
Rock.
Badass.
So, badass.
Who doesn't like some, who doesn't like some Permanent
Rock?
Funeral?
Yes.
We won't discuss him.
He wants some love too.
He does, but you know, he can get his love somewhere else. But apparently a Boston band kind of took this one step further. This band, I completely forgot what the heck their name was. The Lights Out or some shit like that.
The Lights Out.
Yeah. They partnered up with...
Sounds like a shitty fucking Vans Warped Tour.
I mean, apparently they've done some things because this is their fourth album. And they partnered up...
Ken.
They partnered up with Aeronaut Brewing out in, I think, Somerset, Massachusetts. And basically... They branded the cans with a hashtag so that the buyers of the beer could then throw it out on Twitter, which then would get them a link to the band's music and get the seat, get the music for free.
God damn it, Lars.
Now, of course, you know, they're the first one.
Is this a Napster thing? Is that why you're saying God damn it?
It sounds like something that Lars or U2 would do, like buy an iPhone, get the U2 album for free.
Oh, God.
That nobody wants or can ever delete.
Oh, yeah, that just showed up. Yeah, I remember
that.
Some
shitty album no one cares about.
I mean, in a way, you know, music and beer kind of do go hand in hand because apparently, I mean, you can ask Toby Keith and, you know, all his shit is about getting drunk. But, I mean.
It is.
But you know what?
No, I know.
But all of his bars get shut down because they don't make sales. So it's kind of ironic how that works out for him.
But I mean,
when you're charging $9 for a Bud Light,
they weren't that expensive.
Really?
I mean, go devil's advocate. Let's just say, you know, your favorite band is coming out with a CD, but it's only being allowed, you're only being able to download it if you get the hashtag off of the cans that you buy or a QR code or some crap like that.
Okay, it's 2017 with the internet. Everyone can get that damn hashtag.
Yeah,
doesn't that remind you of like Mountain Dew in the 90s with the March Madness under the cap? Like if you get Duke and they win the new men's tournament and you get like a fake $1 million or Pepsi points.
Pepsi points. Yeah.
I remember Pepsi points. Those were the shit.
Hey, so real quick, I just thought of a new name for a beer. You guys want to brew this? I'm gonna make it's gonna be called Imperial Session Irish Stout.
Damn.
It took you a while to figure it out, didn't it?
No, it took me a minute. No, because you, the Taliban. And that kind of like came right in my mind. I'm like, oh, this is a good idea.
Honestly, I mean, if we're going to do something like that, we should just call it the Egyptian God, which is ISIS as well. So.
For those of you who couldn't spell ISIS.
Yes. No, because it's more. Never mind. I totally derailed the news.
I mean,
a good idea.
And make sure that it's put in cans from the farming
Jihadi
underground
John.
Canning and Kevin.
Yeah, well, Jihadi John right on the can.
Jihadi, oh, my gosh.
Or, you know. We
have officially derailed.
Yes.
Well, then, 8:14. That ain't bad.
Normally it's 7:00.
If I can say this, it took me a minute to find the Lights Out on the internet, but one of the guys looks like Kenny Omega.
Maybe it is. Thanks. And the Young Bucks.
Hunt, you've got like Adam Levine, a blonde Ed Sheeran, Josh Groban, and some dude at the bottom who looks like he's David Copperfield all in the same time.
Some dude.
This guy right
David
here does look like Copperfield.
No, that's Adam Levine. That's David Copperfield.
I don't know.
Is he making the Titanic disappear, whatever he does? Like, No.
Windows and doors.
How does an unsigned band get a beer deal?
Because they've got a buddy who sells, who can't make beer. He's got some bathroom liquid.
Something
that
like that. I don't know. But,
some,
you know.
Some toilet wine?
There you go.
Was this prison?
Would you like some Merlot? I made
it. No, it's a Chianti. It's a Chianti.
Chianti.
All right. Let me get to this one before we get
Rob's
to break.
Like, enough bullshit.
Yeah. There was a new law apparently going into effect. I did not even see this until today.
Oh, laws. Here we go.
Yeah. So becoming effective, actually was effective last December. Michigan Liquor Control Commission has adopted a new rule change that will permit restaurants, brew pubs, breweries, and microbreweries and other on-premises licensed establishments to employ the use of automated self-dispensing beer and wine equipment.
Can't wait.
You couldn't do that before? I'm a little confused.
You couldn't do that, apparently.
You apparently could not
do
that.
There wasn't a law either way.
Right. So basically, these devices are going to allow a patron or group of patrons to basically prepay for volume of beer or wine that's dispensed directly to the customers at their table or booth.
Oh, I've seen these before.
Now, there are rules to it. So basically, the equipment can't dispense more than 96 ounces in a single order. The apparatus must be situated at the booth or the table of the customer and can't be in a common area. Can't dispense spirits, so no mixed drinks like any of that.
Ounces of one.
No, I've seen these tables.
The server must be able to verify, you know, customer's age and be aware of the customer's, you know, level of intoxication. And the owner can't offer to sell or advertise the sale of an unlimited quantity of the beer, which is actually... to hell with this thing.
So I've seen these in Las Vegas, actually, at a couple of places. There's a tap or two on the table.
Virtual bartenders.
They give you a key fob, and you just press it to it, and you pour your beer. And
it pours for you.
Yeah, whatever. Pull the handle, it pours for you, and they just bring you the tab when you're done, when you're ready to go. It's
sweet. It links up to a credit card.
I don't know why this is such a big deal.
So basically,
12-year-olds?
12-year-olds aren't at the bar. And you have to get the damn key fob. I can't walk up and make the beer pour.
It's Michigan.
Oh. Right. Well, there's this Josh Goodman. He's the founder of an Illinois-based company called Pour My Beer. Who installs these machines. He says the advantage of these is that bartenders are not spilling the beer and that spilled beer can amount to up to 20% of a keg's volume loss.
True story.
They do that in Vegas. They do that on purpose at the clubs when they're bringing you your beer. No joke.
it's kind of apropos with Vegas because apparently right now the only business that has shown interest right now is MGM Grand. And they want to put this in the tap restaurant.
It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. I guess the one thing I'm worried about is that, you got to have, you know, that trained server to verify the age, you know, keep track of any new customers that are coming to that table and just ensure they don't get completely lit.
It's no different than if I walk in a half hour after you guys have gotten there.
Or you know what it is? It's kind of like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago at this point, where you would say, do you want to be in the smoking or non-smoking section? You would just say the all over 21, the adult or non-adult section, and it's the adult section that is available for it, and you don't allow people to cross over.
Well, I mean, but if they're packed and the servers are going from table to table, they're not paying attention to what's going. I mean, who's watching?
But the thing is, the server would be so rewarded by it not being put with a child there. Because think of if you don't have to wait for a waitress to bring you a beer and you can just put your key fob to it or a credit card to it and get a beer dispensed to you, your tab's only going up and it's just bigger for the tip of the waitress.
I think you're overthinking this. You're thinking like Michigan lawmakers. Jesus.
This is like TJ Hooker.
Yeah.
And who's cleaning those lawns?
It doesn't eliminate a waitress position.
Honestly, the way I would
see it. You can pour your own damn beer instead of waiting.
Happy Tappy.
You know, honestly, what it's going to be like, you remember those big hockey masks with the beer drafts that you would see in Canada?
Yeah.
Where it's 100 ounces of beer. But
oh, the sours.
The towers. Yeah.
But only 96 ounces. It's going to be secured one of those where you can, it's going to be that. It's not going to be
that. I have no issue with this. I love it. It's fun. Oh, I want a beer. I said I have to try to wave down a waitress. Oh, it's Friday night.
Well, what do y'all feel about the off-premise ones? Growler filling.
Mm-hmm. I'm all
automated ones.
Well, not automated, but
they would be
a vending machine.
It's like
you go to
a liquor store. You go to liquor. Oh. liquor store and they can pour you pints.
You go to Zaytuna Liquor.
No issue with
and
that.
They give
that's
you a growler.
Fine. Why not? That gets you guys out there more. Like, exactly. Oh, I get a fucking draft, a growler.
But then they have to go. They have to put kegs in party stores.
Well, that would be no different.
That.
Yeah.
We're all about that.
Do you know there's only three, I believe, the last I checked, three different places that have both a pouring and serving license in the state of Michigan?
You're talking about like 8 Degrees?
Yeah, 8 Degrees is one.
No, it shocked me.
Would be another.
Because there's a lot
and it was champagne.
Champagne's
is the other one. And Cap and Cork, I believe, in West Bloomfield is the third.
Well, there's another.
It's already gone.
I'm pretty sure there's one more that has like a pouring and also filling.
Well, as of like 2014, there's only three.
No, it shocks me because like especially going down south, like to North Carolina, that you have a ton of places where there's a party store in the front and a bar in the back.
Yeah, Maryland, that's all you do.
We just don't have that here.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 69. My name is Ken, and we've got, as always, segment three, five questions.
Five questions.
With Matt Bush.
Can I get some entrance music?
You want some entrance music?
Yeah, give me.
If you smell.
Give him AJ Styles, Get Ready to Fly. That's a great song.
Give me the 619 music.
I don't have the 619
dun, dun,
music.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, we got the current AJ Styles. It doesn't fit him at all.
No, it doesn't.
It fits Matt Bush. He's
it doesn't fit AJ.
No, it doesn't fit. It fits Matt Bush, though.
But he used to have
Wage.
You're such a dork.
All right, so question one. We did the Royal Rumble theme this week, so, you know, here we go. So I did some research.
Uh-oh.
Rob, be careful. All right, so according to Stone Cold Steve Austin, he always drank real beer in the ring.
Correct.
But one Sunday in this Canadian city, beer wasn't available because of their blue laws. What? Ooh. So he drank NA beer. What Canadian beer city was shut down? What Canadian city was he in?
That on he a was, Sunday.
That they couldn't.
It's
buy
definitely not
beer.
Toronto.
It's probably not in Ontario, which
I'm thinking Quebec.
Montreal.
Do they shut it down in that's a pretty progressive. I have no idea.
I thought Quebec in general is pretty progressive. Yeah. But I would think that even on like
maybe Manitoba?
Quebec's a province.
British Columbia is pretty
progressive. The whole province.
Vancouver.
It was a city. Give me a city.
I know, Calgary? But hold on. We're trying to narrow down the province because when we narrow down the province, we can figure out the.
Manitoba.
I only have one answer. That's all I know.
Edmonton, Calgary.
I would go with Calgary.
I mean, it's a Sunday.
Was it Yellowknife?
It's a Sunday, so I would think it'd have to be a bigger city for the fact that it's probably a pay-per-view.
It was a Sunday house show.
But they've done shit in like Hamilton.
Okay, a Sunday house show. Shit.
Yeah, so it could be like Hamilton.
That's like before Sunday Night Heat.
No, it was one of those. To be fair, it was during one of their.
There's nothing in Guelph.
Their, like, they have a tapings. It was one of their tapings, but it just
Sunday
happened.
Sunday Night Heat.
No, it wouldn't have been a Sunday. It would have been a Monday Night Raw or one of those
things. Yeah, Sunday Night Heat used to be recorded on Tuesdays the week before.
Dude, I've been to a live Sunday Night Heat when it was still live.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I think if it's taped, it seems like it would be a bigger city.
Well, no, they did a Sunday Night Heat in Detroit.
Dude, SmackDown Live was just in Toledo.
Detroit's a big city. I mean, you know.
I love that venue, Toledo.
I do, too.
Plus
the bar is
the bar. Yes,
the bar.
You guys want to go with Vancouver?
I think that's too. I think it's too progressive.
This
personally,
is tough.
You think it's too progressive?
I think so.
All right, I'm gonna
Canada's
go with what
a
I
huge country.
I'm gonna go with Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
St. John. No, never mind.
I'll go with Calgary.
You don't want to say St. John's?
I was just gonna just like complete shot in the fucking dark. It just dropped like Montreal.
Wait, what about Halifax?
I was going Montreal.
Yeah,
Montreal and Calgary.
Montreal, you know,
they have jazz festivals out there.
Give
and
a city.
Nobody
what
drinks
about,
the jazz
what about
festival.
Halifax,
okay. Nova Scotia,
or what about St. John's?
We're bringing it.
Yeah. Okay, you have named a correct answer between the five of you.
All right. Well,
so it's Halifax, Montreal.
Or St. John's.
Calgary.
You did bring up Vancouver.
Don't think it's St.
John's?
Yeah,
but we didn't choose Vancouver. No, yeah. your decision was Halifax.
I said Halifax or St. John's.
Well.
I'm going to stick by Calgary.
I don't know.
All right, Calgary.
Montreal sound pretty good.
That's what I did, too. But
the answer is?
They told me it was too progressive there.
Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Oh!
those French Canadian Catholics just shut the shit down.
What the hell?
Wow.
Come on now.
Damn.
Live a little.
Did you say
live
that,
a little.
Was that you that said
no, that was my first answer was Montreal.
Yeah, same here.
All right, next question.
All right, so again, Royal Rumble trivia.
Yeah.
Yep.
This
like America.
America.
You can give me any of his names.
Okay.
Mankind, Mick Foley, Dude Love.
But this person has the most Royal Rumble entries at 19.
That'd be Kane.
It has to be Kane.
Okay, fine. It is Kane.
If he's in this year, he'll break the record for the longest.
Well, no, he's already broken the record.
Yeah, it's either going to be him or Mark Henry, but it's
time
him.
In the Rumble.
Okay, besides Kane, what are his other two names that
Undertaker?
That would be
fake. No, fake the, Diesel. Yep.
That's it.
Dr. Isaac Yankum.
Dr. Isaac Yankum, DDS.
Yep. All right.
Or Unabom.
So
I thought Unabom was Undertaker.
No, Unabom. Remember they fought in Smoky Mountain, the Undertaker and Unabom.
Oh, that's right.
Smoky Mountain, right?
No, they did. This actually.
All right, gentlemen, listeners in listener land, instead of Name That Beer, I have Name That Beer. We have three cups in front of them. One cup contains Coors Light. One cup contains Miller Lite, one cup contains Bud Light. We're going to have a taste test to see which one is preferred by the masses.
Ken, you're thinking of Mean Mark Callis with the heart punch for the finisher.
The heart punch.
There's one. Oh my God.
So everybody, let's take a sip of cup number one.
Cleanse the palate.
I don't remember the wrestler, but I remember the move.
The heart punch? That was yes. The Undertaker, a.k.a.
What does number one smell like before you guys put it in your mouth?
Nothing.
I actually taste absolutely nothing.
I'd say probably Coors Light or Miller Light, one of the two.
Okay. Mm. Well, there's only three, so we'll get there.
It smells like Lever 2000.
Wow.
Let me smell them all.
I don't think this is Bud Light.
All right. Well, I mean, you guys can progress on your own to two and three, and then please collectively figure your favorite.
So wait, one question. Are all of the ones, twos, and threes the same?
Yeah. Correct, they are.
Number three is the best, so I think that might be ML.
What, number one?
Number three.
Three?
Oh, goodness, here we go.
But I'm drinking them all really fast and consecutive.
Yeah, you're going like
have you just chucked them all, Dan?
Dude, no. It honestly feels
get off
like
a 40 vibe. Get off the 40 vibe.
I think number two is Bud Light.
It honestly feels like I'm tasting the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah, I'm
I
not
think that's kind of what they did.
It shows a consistent, light, consistent style, man.
Yeah, I guess
consistent
so.
Style.
Shit.
They all got it right.
Okay, well, as somebody who drinks these beers regularly, I can easily tell the difference. So it's kind of funny to see you guys struggle.
I'll say two
out.
Is
you're
fun,
serious
right?
That there is a difference?
There's a massive
there's
difference.
There's a little bit. There's
I think two's like definitely
two's
Bud
got,
Light.
Yeah, yeah two's got a little bit. Like they just threw a couple extra minerals in the filtered water. I mean, but
maybe a little lead.
Yeah, that's what that
so
is.
So first I want to find a favorite.
Oh.
Do you guys have a consensus? Who thinks?
I like number three.
Three.
So, okay, so we have a vote for three for Dan and Ken. Rob, you're not going to give me a favorite, but least objectionable.
I got to go. I got to go.
Which one tastes better than Four Loko?
Which doesn't taste better
yeah,
than Four
exactly.
Loko?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go with number two is my favorite.
Tell me number two. And I can't think of your name right now because I'm having that kind of night.
I don't know what your name is either.
There we go. What's your favorite?
I got Dan good on that.
That was funny.
Numero two. Dose.
Numero
two is
dose.
His favorite. Rob.
Two?
So you have to break the number two or three tie.
Or pick number
or pick
one.
Number or pick one number and be one. The,
and then we go back to you to pick between two and three.
I mean, one and three are just, it's just like, just flat.
That's what I,
yeah,
that's
they
what
all
I'm
taste flat.
I mean,
but two is less flat.
You're less
I mean,
flat.
Oh well, yeah,
three
but two. It's
like me playing on MOBAs.
I mean, I wouldn't say two is any better, but I mean, at the same time, at least two kind of, you know, it kind of goes down like you just dropped an Alka-Seltzer in the water and just decided to drink
so,
it before
plop,
it dissolves.
Fizz, fizz.
Wow. So have we discussed that? Have we decided that number one is the third? The winner.
I think
I'm going
yeah,
with
number,
two.
I think number one's Coors Light. I like number two over number one.
So hon, so you're so Ken says
or that number one over number two, sorry.
You like number one over number two.
Yeah. And number three over one and two.
So you like number three the best.
Yes, 3-1-2.
So Nick, you said you like number two the best.
Yes.
And do you have a guess of which what you have a drink as number two?
I think it's Bud Light.
So you think that number three is Bud Light?
No,
or
he thinks number
two
is
Bud
Light. I think so too.
Okay. No, okay.
I think Bud Light's the worst.
But you said you like three the most.
Yes.
And you voted for three as your favorite.
Correct. But Bud Light, I think, is number two. Except you're smiling at me.
No, you've said three things that are different.
No, three, one, two three, is my three, order. One, two. Three, number two is Bud Light. I think number one is Coors Light, and number three is Miller Light.
Dan, you want to help me out here? What are your thoughts on the beverages? You already said you liked cup number three the most, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And Rob likes number three the most?
No, I'm pretty much...
I just need to see a choir right now.
Two the most, and then three and one can switch back and forth. I really don't give a damn about
okay,
one.
So
2-1-3 for me.
2-1-3 as well. So we've got Warren G over here. So
is that Warren G's area code? I don't even
know. Yeah, Compton, California is 2-1-3.
Wow, I'm glad you know that. Rob, how did you
know? The rap group, 2-1-3.
I've been there once. Yeah. I didn't call anybody in Compton. I just drove by the place. Like, oh, son, Compton. Hey, I'm in Compton. Hey, I'm out of Compton.
You're like, thank God.
Right. I didn't see like some chicken place with the phone number sitting up on the board or some shit.
All right. So we're gonna go into questions right now.
All right.
Ken.
Hi.
You've confused me multiple times on what you think is what cup. So, Ken, yes. I'd like a guess from you.
Yes.
Cup number
three
is
Miller Lite.
Who agrees with Ken? Who disagrees with Ken?
I agree with Ken.
Ken says cup number three is Miller Lite.
Cup number three is what?
Miller Lite.
No.
Sure.
No.
No?
No.
What do you think it is?
One of you is correct.
Wow. It's Miller Lite or not Miller Lite. One of us is correct. Stay tuned to the 11 o'clock news.
Right. Stay tuned to episode 70.
Like episode 70, yeah. Does Ken get it right?
I don't
or
know.
Is Ken wrong?
I don't know one way or the other. So my ass is just basically just going to go three is Coors Light, two is Miller Lite, and one is Bud Light.
Did you just go like the can down? Is that what you're playing?
That's
3-2-1.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
That was your science.
3-2-1 contact.
Got okay, so.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
All right, so I will gladly say that number three is not Miller Lite.
Damn. So then it's not Miller Lite.
Number three is not Miller.
It's got to be Coors Light.
You're the correct one. What did you think number three was?
Either obviously Coors or Bud.
Either Coors or Bud, huh? Wow.
Probably.
Really got that one down.
I'd say probably Coors.
Coors?
You're also incorrect. Number three is Bud Light.
What?
Oh, no.
So you guys all agreed that your favorite of the macro lagers is Bud Light. How does that make you guys feel?
Man,
I said two,
not
actually.
Not bad at all.
I said two as well.
No, you said two and you said two.
I said three.
Please tell me two is Coors Light.
Number two is Miller Light.
Yeah,
jeez. So it's 3-2 Miller. And one. I did this on purpose so I could remember the numbers. You guys chose Miller Light over Coors Light and Bud Light over Miller Light.
I can thank my girlfriend for that one because that's all she drank when I met her.
Way to go, Tara Bell.
How does that make you guys feel? You guys just chose the king of beers.
Probably drinking a Miller Lite right now.
Actually, I chose Miller Lite, thank you.
I'm drinking a King Cobra. I'm really upset.
I mean,
Rob agreed.
Picking one macro over two other macros, I mean.
I like that game. That was fun.
I could sleep at night.
All right.
That was fun.
So, number four. Question number four. There's a new football team in the NAIA, if anybody heard this week.
NAIA?
Yeah.
The North American International Auto.
Is this the Golden Knights?
For the first time in 70 years, starting next year. For the first time in 70 years, Lawrence Technical University will be fielding a football team.
Really?
Does anybody know what their mascot is?
No idea.
You want to drop a mascot question?
Wow.
Drop it. Drop the mic.
It's a Tobacco Road mascot, if you will.
What?
Is it the Blue Devils?
It is the Blue Devils.
Yes.
I knew it was the Blue
Devils. The something. LTU Blue Devils.
What?
Wow. They have a hockey team. That's all I remember.
On purpose?
Yes. Lawrence Tech is a hockey team.
Holy shit.
All right. And then number five, because it's the end of the show, I want a Royal Rumble winner pick from everybody.
Shit.
Give me a name.
Oh, this is fun.
Well, who's up for Shaq? Who's for
Richard Roundtree ain't
just,
coming out there.
Just pick a wrestler.
I tell you, the one that you mentioned earlier is a good pick.
Oh, Undertaker. By the way, Juan, before we leave, in the Super Bowl matchup prediction we had 2 weeks ago. Only Nick and I still have teams. Nick has the Patriots, and I
still have a team.
Hold the on. Falcons. You no, Ken, us... you have the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
No, I said P&P.
No, you get. Hold on. You gave us a repick to pick on one of yours.
You got to endorse, yes.
And I picked on yours. Falcons are going to win this whole
So, Nick, I think you and I need a side bet on air.
Yeah, between,
For the game.
Yeah.
So you pick the Falcons.
I pick Patriots. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll put up one of my bourbon counties, either my barley wine or my stout. It's up to you. And then you have to just buy me like a case of beer in the
Apollo
of the Eagles.
What kind of case of beer do you want?
Jobber.
Something macro.
Something macro.
I feel something macro. Actually, you know what? Why don't you buy me a summer shandy?
Yeah, summer shandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
King Cobra.
A case of summer shandy versus one of your BCBSs.
Yeah. Do you want the barley wine or the stout?
I'll take the stout.
All right.
I got a bottle of the barley wine.
Oh, that.
All right. So
good. That was good.
I appreciate you still opening that.
So Dan, who is your pick for the Royal Rumble 2017?
Go the other way. I'm
all right. Yeah. Ken.
Start with Ken.
I'm going with my original, like, original pick, and it's Chris Jericho.
God damn it, I should have went first. That was my pick. God. Oh. That really was. I'm like,
Dan, we've been doing this show for 69 weeks.
He gives me the first pick. I'm going to go the other way.
And then
goes
snap my, like that. That was awesome.
That's exactly what happened.
He was one of the people on top of my list.
Yeah.
All right. What? Give me a. You're going to go with Undertaker, right?
Undertaker, yep. Undertaker, my go-to.
What do you got?
What do I have?
22 of 30 spots have been announced.
Looks like
so
you're
far.
Looking at the news right now.
I'm going to stick with, I am, just kind of messing around, looking at,
messing
odds,
around, having a triple
but
double.
To hell with that. I'm sticking with the first name I dropped last week, and I'm going to stick with Samoa Joe.
Samoa Joe?
And there goes my other pick. Jesus.
Dan, who's your third pick?
Well, you're a nice guy.
You can go with the Demon King.
Security.
That's a good one, but who would he
actually, you
fight?
Know what? I'll let you wait till I'll let you be the last one if you want.
Kevin Owens, because he never lost the title to Owens.
Oh, shit. Man, that's tough. I'm going to go with, as much as I don't want to see him win, can't stand the guy.
Who?
Baron Corbin.
That's not a bad pick. I wouldn't mind.
I mean, I don't want him to win, but he's
what about
probably,
Randall Keith, Daniel?
My thing is, Baron Corbin wins, that means they're not going to blow number 16 at the Rumble. So here's my pick.
Your pick? We're listening.
So hold on, because Matt's doing something.
No, I'm just trying
my
to
pick. Where you want to go out on a tangent here? My pick is John Cena.
John Cena.
That's not a bad pick either.
He's going to lose to AJ Styles and win
Dan,
the Rumble.
Dan, did you know I got a tattoo of John Cena this week?
What?
You didn't hear that?
Where
I got a tattoo of John Cena right on my wrist. You just can't see it.
Can we do it?
All right, hold on.
Well, apparently.
I'm going to throw one name out there.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw out. I got between one of two just because I'm trying to figure out. My fiance, who's a wonderful, amazing person, makes me watch the Divas show on E.
Total Divas,
yeah. You big Nikki Bella fan?
I actually like the blonde girl. I don't know her name.
Well,
actually,
there's a lot
blonde
of blonde
girl. The blonde girl.
Actually, it's
Summer
it's
Rae?
It's the pale, dark-haired girl.
Lana? Natalia?
No.
Pale, blonde?
The pale, dark-haired girl.
I don't know.
The girl who looks like The Undertaker would be a daughter.
Paige?
Yeah, Paige.
You like Paige?
You're talking about
God.
All right, so I'm trying to think my two picks. You know, I'm going to go with Roman Reigns.
Seth Rollins.
And this is what I'm going to go with Roman Reigns. because I saw him on ESPN this week. He was on that show with Stephen A. Smith.
I don't even watch wrestling, and I know people don't like Roman Reigns.
This is interesting.
I'm going with Roman Reigns.
This is interesting because we have two picks that aren't in the Rumble currently.
Who?
Seth or Roman Reigns and John Cena. They're in the title match.
Well, here's the thing, though.
Roman Reigns on first take.
Yeah, they would.
He's fighting Kevin Owens for the championship.
Okay, I fucked that up. So,
I
still think Seth Rollins is still a decent pick because
Roman Reigns.
By the way, for those of you who have lasted this long through the wrestling conversation, this is kind of like a once of two time thing because we'll probably be doing this during WrestleMania season.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, we'll talk about WrestleMania.
Yeah, we will.
But baby. Going
Well, I was going to say is that I mean, if Cena is not even supposed to be there, it's kind of interesting that Forbes has
Cena's fighting AJ.
Forbes has an article basically favoring having favored at 4-6.
Who's that?
John Cena.
I think it really,
I'm telling you, he loses to AJ and then wins the Rumble.
So hold on. That rematch at WrestleMania.
New side bet. How many violin players during Shinsuke's entrance on Saturday night?
One.
No, because there were like 20.
I have no idea what that means.
There were 20 last time.
I guess you'll have to show up tomorrow night.
So, yeah, you got to show up.
I'll be there.
So what happened?
Two nights.
Tomorrow night, too.
So at some of the big events, Shinsuke Nakamura came out to a bunch of violinists. Because this is a song playing right now.
How many tuba players will accompany Joe out?
So as we kind of close up, Mountain Town, any big events coming up? Anything? Are you guys going to be at the Winter Beer Fest?
Yeah, we'll be at the Winter Beer Fest in Grand Rapids. Also, the Winter Beer Festival up in Traverse City and stuff like that.
Will you have the raspberry wheat there?
Yeah, probably.
Will you bring me a growler?
I'll bring a growler.
like even if you bring a keg, will you still bring me a growler I can take home?
Okay, I got you. Raspberry wheat.
Yes,
on the agenda.
That's my stuff. I'm gonna just shake it up.
We'll be there Friday night.
Yeah. Well, either way, we'll be around. Either way. So
you guys got two places to drink up in Mount Pleasant.
Yep.
You've got the one in Picard and the one in Alma.
You have one in Alma too.
Three. Yep.
So three places.
Yep. We were potentially going to open up a fourth one, but we actually decided to expand our Alma location. So,
have you thought of opening up a brewery in a town with mountains, or at least a mountain?
That's the
They're just going along the station lines.
That's the running joke, man. I mean, that's what we live by, you know.
Ken, that would be like the Central UP.
No,
yeah, like, Central UP, Central Lower Peninsula UP.
The next place is either Ithaca or St. Louis.
Central LP.
The Porcupine Mountains? That's about as mountainous as you get.
Honestly, we got some mountains in Mount Pleasant, you know, maybe. Yeah. But, you know.
Well, you got Mount, what's
what about Mount Holly?
Mount Holly, there you go.
That's right. Let's go to Brighton.
That's like an hour and a half south.
Let's go to Brighton.
Or Pine Knob. That's a mountain, technically.
Damn right, it's a mountain.
Yeah, yeah, some ski resorts, but you know,
actually, that does sound like a lot of fun. Like, I kind of want to go up to Bel Air and go skiing.
You gotta go sledding.
Let's just grease ourselves up and just roll down a slide.
I got a couple places we can go tubing it. Like, just
see, Maple Creek does it perfect.
So I'll tell you a quick. I got two anecdotes, but this is one I want to tell you. So I went skiing with some friends, and I'm a big guy, as you can see. You know,
yes,
I'm 300, probably 50 at that point, because that was before I really started working out. And like I'm looking more toned a little more, that's me pretending. So with that in mind, man. So we're skiing and like I'm looking around. I'm the biggest guy on the mountain. Like I'm looking around. There's nobody my size.
He's like, I can fuck him.
What's so funny is that I'm going down and I know how to ski very well. And I'm going down and I'm like, man, I could destroy people. It's like plowing right through them.
Honestly, you should create a game out of it, man.
What is it?
Computer game where you would like
ski free?
Yeah, ski free. That was it.
So I want to tell you guys another quick anecdote because this is definitely
Mountain Station.
This has nothing to do with mountains.
I'm trying to promote our guest.
I know. We got five and a half minutes left. Don't worry about it. So I'm managing everything. This is my job. I've been doing this for 69
I'm doing this
weeks.
Next week.
How much have you done it?
I'm gonna freak everybody out next week.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm gonna get some great music though.
So with that in mind,
make sure it records.
So there's a dip that I make for a lot of parties. That's a beer dip, and it involves actually putting beer into the into it. So I don't have any small appliances. So I had asked my mother to make it for me. And I go, you know, she's like, what kind of beer do you get? And I go, just get a tall boy of Labatt Blue.
I'm sorry.
And her next message is, what's a tall boy?
Oh, wow.
And I'm dying, like, oh, my God. So I had to explain, like, what a tall boy was to her so that she could go buy it. So needless to say, like, she loved the beer dip so much that she ate half of mine and had to make me a whole another one.
Nice. It's like, good. Trust me.
Oh, the beer dip's really good. Pretzels.
Okay, so is it a beer cheese dip then, or is it just like beer?
It's got shredded cheese, cream cheese.
Do you want to give the
you can find it on Hidden Valley's website. It's like a ranch beer dip.
Okay,
it's damn good.
Yeah, It's the only thing that you'll eat.
Yeah.
That's because the only thing you'll eat at my place.
Yeah. And the cat will eat it at the same time.
Oh, the cat is hysterical.
But the cat can't eat garlic.
There's no garlic in there.
Okay. Well, you said ranch, which is garlic thing.
Just push it off, yeah.
Well, it's like a ranch powder. So there might be a little garlic in it, but nothing too...
It's just toxic, though, son.
Nah,
not bad for the kitty.
It's like a fucking hibiscus or something.
It's like grapes for a dog.
That's when your cat gets the...
Are grapes bad for a dog?
For a dachshund, at least.
Grapes are very bad for a dog.
I did not know that. That's interesting, because I eat grapes all the time, and I've never given them to my dog.
Yeah, they can't digest the skin on the grape.
Oh, you're screwed, man. You're screwed. Your dog is screwed.
I don't have a dog anymore.
Oh, that's good. Oh. I'm sorry to hear that.
You want to clear that up just to make sure it wasn't that you were feeding grapes.
The dog is still alive.
Okay, thank you.
Alive. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I just do not
jerk
have
somewhere
yeah.
else.
Possession of it.
Well, maybe.
was it 9/10 of something?
Hey,
it made me feel
Bob
bad
over.
For a hot second, man. All right.
Can I bring Bob over just for
no, that's okay.
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't want PETA to be a new listener.
Yeah.
No, my dog would eat everything that falls on the ground.
Yeah.
It still does, probably.
He does.
Well, no, hold on. He wouldn't eat his treat if I gave it to him because he was so worked up that I was...
Oh, yeah.
that he didn't want it.
So how do they find, like, Mountain Town, where are they at? On Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat?
MySpace.
Grindr.
MySpace.
Grindr and
I love the throwback on that one, you know?
Thrender?
Adult Friend Finder?
Friendster.
That's Nick's on Thrender.
Match.com.
So, yeah, we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, easiest one, Facebook, Mountain Town Brewing Company. But, that's basically where we post most of our, up-to-date kind of things that are going on. It's easiest for us and stuff like that. So check out Facebook, website, here and there. But
Nick just Googled Tinder for groups, just by the way. I'm sorry.
Tinder for groups.
I was trying to see if there was something for that.
Wait, isn't that Thrender?
No, I was like, no, for more than three, that was what I'm looking for.
Oh, all right.
That's what Nick's looking for?
Orginder. Wow.
Twosome.
Caliguginder.
Nick wants to use both of his hands next time.
It's coming to Mount Pleasant, I guess. There's a bunch of people up there. So.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. But anyways, Mountain Town, we're, check
Soaring
us out.
Threagle.
Soaring Freagle. Threagle, yeah. Three of them.
God, I haven't been a Soaring Eagle in years.
Wow. That's okay. Yeah, holy you shit. you can win some money, and then you go back a couple more times, you lose your money right back.
I'm undefeated. I am undefeated at Soaring Eagle.
There's a phrase at Soaring Eagle that I always use when I played blackjack there, and it's called getting Soaring Eagled. And what that means is that dealer flips 15. He's going to get a 6. Dealer flips 12, going to get a 9.
No.
I don't know what tables you're playing at.
What I do is I play the opposite. I get Soaring Eagle, whereas I've got a 13, and I double down, and I get an 8, and I ruin the rest of the table, and they yell at me, and I get doubled, and I get my 21, and the table gets a nothing, and then dealer gets a 20. And I walk away with $500 in my hand.
Lucky you. Lucky you. One in a million.
No, but the thing is, quick lesson. Indian casinos, whether they're in Michigan, Florida, wherever, only play with four decks in their shoe, whereas standard casinos play with 5. It's a lot easier to count your cards at your casinos that are native because they play with less cards.
And sometimes they play with 10.
Well, don't get there without aces.
Hold on. A lot of the Michigan Indian casinos also do it where they put in on the table where it counts it what seats are currently occupied, and that does mess with the shuffle. Believe me, it happens in Manistee.
I sit there and I just feel roulette.
I just play roulette. So.
I just sit there, I count it, I feel
pie
it.
Gal.
I play Pie Gal.
Yeah.
Well, I have to take Matt one day to go play Synergy at Greektown because that'll be fun.
Oh, I'll go play that.
Would I have a seizure? No.
Because
sure?
I'm fine. I have epilepsy.
I have epilepsy. Now?
This is going to be it for the Better on Draft podcast. Thank you very much for coming. Mountain Town Brewing. Check them out. Facebook, Twitter, Grindr, all those places.
Grindr.
And no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.
Quinder.